Hey there, neighbor. I just thought I would stop by and introduce myself. My name is Lorelei. I'm the alpha that lives down the block. I'm sure you have seen me walking by with my dog. She's a little mix that I got from the shelter, so I'm not really sure what breed she is, but she's really sweet and loves belly rubs. Are you moving in with your mates? Single? Really? An Omega like you? I mean, it's obvious that you're an Omega from your scent alone. An Alpha or a Beta isn't going to smell that sweet, typically. It's something that's reserved for Omegas. You know, to attract a mate. I just figured since you were moving in, you had a mate lined up. We don't get a lot of single Omegas around here. Neighborhoods like this tend to be a bit old-fashioned. So if anyone gives you a hard time, you can come and find me. I'll make sure they have hell to pay. But while we are on the subject, do you think it would be possible if I maybe came in? There's something I've been meaning to ask you about. It's a bit of a sensitive topic, so I figured you would prefer to discuss it behind closed doors. Would that be okay with you? Thank you. I'm trying to figure out how to phrase this. Okay, I guess I'll just be direct. I don't know how else to put it, but the neighbors are watching. I know you have just moved in, so you don't know this, but almost everyone knows everything about everyone here. Not because we're so close or we're such a tight-knit community, but because of that bitch, Janice. She's the town gossip, and you happen to live across the street from her. I'm sorry about that. If you want to keep your name out of her mouth, you might want to install some privacy hedges or a fence for your front yard or something. Anyways. She is a beta who is up in everyone's fucking business. And ever since you moved in, she has started talking about you, saying how it isn't right for an Omega to live alone, that back in her days, things weren't like this, you know, typical bigot shit. But the thing that really got on my nerves was her mentioning your smell. Do you happen to wear any sort of scent blockers? Yeah, that was one of her complaints. She was saying she could smell you all throughout the neighborhood and that someone should finally put you in your place. I don't know. I wouldn't really pay too much attention to what some old broad is chittering about. I just thought you would like to know what your neighbor has been saying about you. That way, you can figure out what you want to do about it. I know if someone was talking about me like that, I would want to know. That way, I can do something about it. And since I know you're a single Omega now, I'm going to offer my assistance as an Alpha. With how strong your scent has been around the block, it's fair to assume that you're approaching your heat sometime soon. I'm sorry if this comes off as blunt or something, but do you have someone to help you through your heat this month? I can smell it radiating off of you. That's how I know you're close. Have you seriously not noticed your own smell? I'm pretty sure you're close to your heat, puppy. You don't smell that? Your own scent. As soon as you opened the door, I was hit with a strong whiff of it. I don't care that you don't wear scent blockers and walk around the neighborhood. I can control myself if that's what you're worried about. I'm not some knothead who thinks omegas exist only for me. I just figured you wouldn't want to have this conversation on your porch in broad daylight, where Janice could see. God, I hate her. I just know. I know she would have a field day knowing that the single alpha on the block is talking to the single omega on our block. I can already imagine the story she's going to tell without hearing us. This conversation would only add fuel to her fire, which I know you don't want. I'm sure she's already starting about how it's improper for an unmated omega and an unmated alpha to be alone in a house together. Not that I really care what she thinks, but I know how her kind thinks, unfortunately. If you want my help, I'll gladly give it to you. I know that if you have an alpha's help, your heat typically goes from a week long to, what is it, 3, 4 days? I'm just thinking that would make it easier for you. Then you could go back to unpacking and organizing quicker and getting back on track. How does that sound to you? Like I said, I'm not some knothead alpha. I happen to know a thing or two about biology. Omegas typically have an awful time during heat. That is, if there isn't an alpha to help out. I figured since you're new to the area and you're not mated, you might not have anyone lined up to help you. We don't have one of those fancy services that you can call up for some heat relief around here. Look, you don't have to accept it if you don't want to, puppy. I'm not going to force you. I just figured I would put the offer on the table. I hate the thought of an omega suffering alone through heat. It's one of the most difficult times, and I know I can help out. Soothe that dull ache you constantly feel. If you want to take care of yourself, please be my guest. I would hate to impose myself somewhere I'm not wanted. I'm just saying, if you don't want to go through this alone, I can make it easier. I can help you out. Consider it your neighborly welcome to the neighborhood. What do you say, Omega? Music to my ears, pup. You wouldn't mind if I kissed you, would you?